Com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Literally bring up anything. It's the Friday night edition of the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and it's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Literally whatever's on your mind. Personal, political, maybe even pop culture. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And don't forget to get interactive at freetalklive.com. You've got the archives there available for you. Last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described right there. Available on the front page of the website. You don't even have to log in. You don't have to pay any sort of membership fee. Just go get them. In fact, you can even hook up with our podcast. We are right now neck and neck, about ready to become the number two podcast in the world. We're currently number three, but we're about ready to advance to number two. In fact, your vote could make the difference. Your vote could put us over the edge to being the second most popular podcast in the world. All you have to do is click on Free Talk Live, go to freetalklive.com, and then right above the archive section, there's a little link that says Vote Us 5 Stars. You just click on that.
And vote at 5.
And vote at 5. Well, that's the default vote, and it's real simple, real easy to do. Anyway, so log on, get interactive, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
I think the first thing we should do is welcome our newest affiliate that we just discovered that we had right before the show started. We've got 99.1 FM and AM 1630 out in the middle of, what was it, Nevada?
Arizona.
And they call themselves The Point. It's a little micro station.
It's great.
As they describe themselves, a Part 15 station, which means that apparently if you're underneath a certain level of wattage, mm-hmm. like milliwatts, not even an entire watt, basically, you can go ahead and broadcast no problem. And so that's what they're doing. They're pulling the show down. We're not sure how they're getting the show, but they're getting it maybe off of satellite and rebroadcasting it there, which is fantastic.
So not even a watt is...
Yeah, milliwatts are not even a watt.
1,000 watts on AM is a kilowatt, right?
Correct.
Right.
So one watt on AM, you're talking about they're less than 1 watt?
Yes, correct.
The normal designation for an AM is a kilowatt. I mean, like, a lot of AMs are kilowatts, I should say.
Right.
The, what do they call those, city-grade signals.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just wondering, how do they service people with a milliwatt? Does that work?
Well, apparently
you know more about radio stuff than I do.
According to Chris, the program director there, they cover a 2-mile radius. They're in Queen Creek, Arizona. That's what I was looking for. I pulled up the email here. Queen Creek, Arizona. And he says it covers about 1,500 homes total. So it counts. And
I love it.
He sent an email saying that he was wondering...
As far as I'm concerned, you can broadcast us on a walkie-talkie, and I'll be happy. But I was just concerned about the milliwatt thing. I hadn't heard about that before.
Yeah, well, you learn something new every night.
Two what miles, did he say?
2-mile radius.
Radius. So 2 radio miles is...
That's a 4-mile diameter.
Almost 4 miles across.
Yeah.
That's exactly 4 miles across.
That's not too shabby. Not too shabby.
Queen Creek, Arizona. Did you look that up on a map?
Not yet.
We
just discovered this like minutes before the show started.
I demand that you do more research, but when we start here.
You know, the thing I like the most about this new affiliate, though, is that when they're not running Free Talk Live, they're jamming hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
they step down from jamming hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, which are probably, Chris's favorite songs, you know, and they step down from those to put Free Talk Live on.
You're listening
that
to the point. You're listening to the point. That was the Turtles with Happy Together, and now Free Talk Live.
That's fantastic.
Well, you know what? It's his radio station, and he can do whatever he wants.
That's great.
It is.
1-800-259-9231. As expected, I knew I shouldn't have even mentioned it. I mentioned it earlier this week that we were going to have a guest coming up on the show.
You know, that's entirely my fault, Ian, and I apologize for that.
Well, what do you mean?
For not giving the appropriate means of contact.
Well, next time. Now you know better. What happened was, last week on the Friday show, we had an article about a guy named Daryl Roussan. He is the NAACP. The only reason why he's notable is because he's a lawyer and he happens to be the NAACP top dog in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yeah, he's Tampa Bay. He's the president of the St. Petersburg chapter.
Right. Well, apparently this guy has been going into head shops in the Tampa Bay area and just raising hell because he is on a personal crusade to ban smoking devices. Like ban...
Glass pipes.
Exactly. And he'll go in and he'll actually steal some of them.
Queens Creek is a suburb of Phoenix.
Excellent. So yeah. we're in Phoenix now. We can claim. Well, what market is that?
Well, we are definitely in the Phoenix market. There's no doubt about that.
Sweet.
But
that's got to be a top 20, 25 market, don't you think? Top 30?
But
check that.
I'll do that for you.
Okay, so back to the topic, which Daryl Roussan was scheduled to come on the show. Unfortunately, Scott, you had instructed him to call in, which you never know. I mean, you never know when someone has instructions like that, if they're going to follow them. The best way to do it is to get their phone number, and we promise that's what we'll do next time. Isn't that right, Scott?
Yes, that's exactly what we'll do next time. I'll still try and get him.
Yeah, you should definitely call him and say, hey, what happened? Were you busy smoking crack?
He's going to say,
did he have a relapse?
I listened to the show, and I decided not to go on and get ambushed.
He's a lawyer.
I doubt that.
He's a lawyer. He should be able to, put a few words together in the correct way and defend himself and defend his actions. He has gone into stores, taken pipes. He's gone into a convenience store where they sell the little glass pipe with the rose in it for crack smokers.
I've really never noticed that.
You have to ask for them.
Oh.
Do you ask for crack roses?
You say you usually go in, you ask for the rose, the glass rose combo or something like that. There's usually some sort of code word or the rose bag or something like that. And they give you a little brown bag, usually with the glass pipe, the rose, and sometimes some steel wool or something like that.
Okay.
Right.
And a lighter.
And maybe a lighter. It's like you get a whole crack kit, basically. But you don't know. They don't put them on display, man, which I've never seen them myself either.
Now,
and I don't think every single convenience store carries them, just probably the ones where more crackheads hang around.
I don't know anything about crack pipes. Now, can you use one of these pipes to smoke tobacco or marijuana?
I've never seen one.
Okay.
I would assume that
the pipes that I've seen, I thought were pipes that generally are used to smoke marijuana.
That's what I thought. But then again, like you said, we're not exactly too well versed on the whole crack scene. So if you've got an answer to that, if you're a former crackhead, dial us up 1-800-259-9231. This particular guy, Mr. Roussan from St. Pete, he apparently 7 years ago was a drug addict. Now that was going to be one of my questions for him tonight was, well, what were you addicted to? You know, what's your drug history? Where are you coming from?
That's a good question. And did he used to get his crack pipes at the convenience stores?
You have to get them somewhere, and they're probably the cheapest at the convenience stores because your crackheads are probably probably couldn't really want to smoke marijuana in them because they're probably just the lowest grade pipes that you can get, like disposable pipe you want to throw away not too long after you use it.
Yeah, they're usually thin glass, and you put the crack in the pipe, and then you heat the pipe.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yep.
Mm.
See? There you go, man. Which someone who knows.
Don't know anything about this stuff. Thank goodness.
I have never actually partaken of the substance, but I've seen it used in like movies and on TV specials about drugs and all that stuff.
So. Gotcha. Mm. And in your high school health class as well, right?
And so it was just my inference from seeing things on TV. They didn't actually go into step-by-step crack smoking procedure.
So for all we know, this guy either listened to the show earlier this week, did some research, and wimped out, or he had a relapse and is on a crack binge right now. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But if he dials in, you can damn well bet we're going to go to it. Otherwise, we got all kinds of fun stuff coming up tonight, including, speaking of drugs, we'll start there since we're on the topic. Parents are apparently a little bit more easygoing now about teens using marijuana. Let's talk about that coming up. Unless you want to control the show, which you can do, that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. If you want it to be, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
If you don't want to take control, you just sit back and enjoy the program as we commence here. We're here 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. So join us every single one of those hours. And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got we've got dozens of ladies who have sent their photograph in because they want to be a part of the Shrine. They're proud that they listen to Free Talk Live, and conversely, we're proud that they're Free Talk Live listeners, so we show them off on the Shrine.
So everybody's proud of everybody, and it's good.
Pride is a good thing, as far as I'm concerned, so get online, freetalklive.com. Now, we thought that we didn't have our guest, and now we do.
I saved the day.
You did save the day, Scott. So let's bring him on, attorney Daryl Roussan from the St. Petersburg, Florida area. Daryl, how are you tonight?
Thank you. Good evening.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Just Just in the bathroom or something?
For a moment.
That's all right. We all have to do it sometime, Daryl. I understand. So tell me, we talked about you were in the news last week about this time in the St. Petersburg Times. Can you recap what you were in the news for, why you were a newsmaker, why we have you on the phone tonight?
Well, I have shut down every store in the last 4 years that's tried to set up on the south side of St. Petersburg selling crack pipes and marijuana pipes under the guise of tobacco accessories.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody and their cousin know that people are not smoking tobacco out of these glass bongs and water pipes and stuff like that. And I think it's just a charade. It's a hypocritical charade, and they're hiding behind a legal lie that allows them to advertise deceptively as tobacco accessories. But when you walk in, 90% of their product items are these pipes.
Now, Daryl, you said that you've gotten four different places shut down. Is that correct?
Shut down. We went in. We negotiated.
Out of business?
I'm sorry?
Out of business completely?
Out of business.
How did you accomplish that?
Well, we've accomplished it both through civil disobedience and through appealing to the goodwill of these people. In one particular shopping center, the property manager did not realize that the store they had leased to was selling these kinds of things. And when we contacted them and told them that their families that shop in this shopping center, they went in and told the folks they were in violation of their lease and they had to get out.
Okay.
In another instance, they were selling these glass tubes that contain roses. They call them the rose tubes.
Right.
And we got the City Council of St. Petersburg to pass a law, 8-0, outlawing the sale of them citywide.
Really?
After I went in these shops and took them out and refused to pay for them and dared them to prosecute me.
Really?
Now, Mr. Russo?
Yeah.
I don't know much about these things. Can you... are these rose pipes only used to smoke crack, or can you smoke tobacco or marijuana or whatever out of them? I don't even know what they look like.
The rose pipes are clear glass tubes that have a little tiny rose in it that the addicts throw out and then put Brillo in or Chore Boy and then smoke their crack out of it. They're stems. They're called stems out on the streets.
I see.
The rest of these pipes,
a glass tube.
Yeah, those are the tubes. The rest of these pipes are actual water pipes. They're bongs. They're the stuff that we used to smoke marijuana and hashish out of and those kinds of things back in the day.
You said you used to smoke?
Yes, sir. On March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, I will celebrate 7 years without a drink, a drug, or a smoke. I'm a recovered crack addict and alcoholic.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Through the grace of God and the 12-step program.
Uh-huh. Hmm. So
I'm
also
chairman of the National Substance Abuse Task Force for the National Bar Association.
You're what now, the Substance Abuse Task Force?
Chairman.
Gotcha. Now, how did you get your start back in, I mean, how long were you a crack addict for, Mr.
Well, Richard? for about 15 years.
Wow, really?
In fact, I went to treatment the first time in 1987 in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at St. Mary's Hospital. But I did the treatment merry-go-round, with my last treatment being Hazelden in West Palm Beach.
What made it come to a close? What made it 7 years ago? Why was 7 years ago the end for you?
What was your bottom?
My wife died from breast cancer July of 97. My son was 4 years old. I took the $80,000 life insurance policy and spent 60 of it on cocaine and alcohol over 6 months.
Wow.
And on March 15th, I decided that I'd had enough. I challenged God and said I didn't want it anymore. My wife appeared to me in my thoughts, saying, "Who was going to raise our son if you're dead or locked up in jail?"
Mm-hmm.
And so I flew to North Carolina from Chicago, dropped my son off, went from there to Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach, and checked into Hazelden and just challenged God. I said, "Look, I can't take it anymore. I want to be a lawyer again. I want to be a father again. I want to take my rightful place and do those things that you have raised me and gifted me to do."
I say absolutely congratulations on overcoming what must be a very profound habit. I can't say that I can relate. I've never had that habit myself, but I've certainly known people who've been addicted to drugs, who've been addicted to, even cigarettes, and I know how addiction can be absolutely profound, and if anyone can be a testament to it, you're certainly someone who can. Now, I was I'm hoping that we can get into a little bit more of a political realm here. You seem like someone who's not afraid to take a position. Obviously, you've done some very out sort of things in regards to your feelings on the war on drugs. Do you think the war on drugs is a good thing?
I think it's a good thing, and I think we should never stop waging it. We cannot give up on it. I'm the lawyer that just finished representing Daryl Strawberry on his last violation of probation and saved him from the 6 years that the state attorney's office wanted to lock him up in prison.
I've seen you on TV.
Yep. I'm never one to give up on somebody, and I'm always one to say that we've got to stop it.
So, wait a minute. Okay, so first you say that you are for the war on drugs, but then you defended Daryl Strawberry from a drug possession charge. Is that because he was completely innocent, or...?
No. I defended him on a violation of probation. It was alleged that he smoked cigarettes and had sex with a patient in treatment, and that because of violating those rules, they kicked him out of the treatment center and sent him back into court.
Do you think jail time's the right thing for drug addicts?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. In fact, I'm excited about the fact that Florida is now considering a diversion program where a low-level offender who has a drug problem can get treatment in jail, and if he completes it, will get his sentence commuted to give him an opportunity at being a responsible, accountable citizen again.
That certainly seems like a step forward.
Yes.
Now, aren't most crimes that people are in prison for drug-related in some aspect or another?
The majority of them are, and that's why we have to really deal with the cause and not just the symptoms.
Because, I mean, some people rob banks.
I myself am subject to being arrested. You know, I have a trial coming up April 26th. They charged me with trespass inside this store. But I believe in using civil disobedience. I believe in using all of the legal avenues
I want to ask you a question, and then I'd like for you to hang on because we want to bring you back for at least another segment. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
I want to ask you a question. You can ponder it while we take a break here. The question is going to be, do you think that we should end the war on drugs? Now, don't answer that right now.
Okay.
But I want to hear from you when we come back. 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. And if you want to maybe ask a question of Daryl. Chime in. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and that's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Cash back and free tires for life are some of the steps car manufacturers take in luring consumers to the dance floor. Well, strike up the band, because when I come back, I'll present the newest twist. Whether it's a classic car or grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Shake 'em up, baby! The newest dance to attract car buyers is orchestrated by an insurance services think tank. Here's the quick, slow rhythm of the beat. Quick, think of a charge that taps your checkbook monthly, whether you use the service or not. Quick, imagine that the charge waltzed off, but the service didn't.
slow down and figure what you could use for new dance shoes if you didn't have to pay car insurance. That's the concept of the nation's first no-charge insurance policy for new car buyers. Now offered in test markets only, this cartoon could be the newest rage on the showroom dance floor. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You can literally take control at any time and talk about whatever's on your mind, personal, political. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. And you can tune into our live streams. We've got one for broadband types and one for not-so-broadband types. You go in, get them free at freetalklive.com.
Broadband and not-so-broadband?
Exactly.
All right.
So we're going to get right back to the phone call here because we actually have, for the first time in a long time, we very rarely have guests. So Daryl Rusano, we've been on the air for over two years now on this show, Free Talk Live. You're actually our third guest in 2 years.
Wow, I feel privileged, but, you know, it's all providence.
There you go. Providence, we're actually on in Providence, as a matter of fact.
How about that? You know, but I love the question you asked me.
Uh-huh.
About whether or not we should end the war on drugs.
Yeah.
My response to that is real simple. The war will end itself with victory. We should never end the war ourselves. Addiction is war. It's a war of destruction and death.
It certainly is an internal war for those who are addicted, absolutely. But my question is more on the governmental side of it. Should the government be waging this war on drugs?
Yes, and it should be an effective partnership between government and private citizens. That's the only way it will ultimately be victorious.
You really believe that the war on drugs can be a success?
Absolutely.
After decades of failure, after failure, after failure, after just stopping a fraction of the drugs from reaching the people who are demanding them in the United States, I agree. It's a personal battle, but I think I have a real problem with the government stealing my money at gunpoint and then using it to put people who are friends and family members of mine in jail. Now, you already agreed with me that you don't think people should spend time in prison, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, but you do believe the government should take our money at gunpoint and use it to enforce this war on drugs?
Here's what I believe. The countries who have won the war on drugs did it by spending money in
which countries are those?
Well, I believe that I can't remember the exact countries. There's a book written by Dr. Mark Gold, and it was called Cocaine, and it traces the history. And in it, he talks about parts of India or Turkey or places where heroin and barbiturates and opium ran rampant. And in order to reduce the use, they spent their dollars in the exact opposite way that we are spending ours. We spend more dollars on interdiction and law enforcement than we do on education and prevention.
So do you think the interdiction and law enforcement is a waste of the dollars?
Yes.
Okay, well, we agree there. Why not just simply let everybody keep their money, legalize drugs, and let people go and buy their crack at the pharmacy instead?
If we could increase the spending on education and prevention, if we could start spending more in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, elementary school about the horrors, and if we could do more prevention, I'd be okay with that. Because right, that's what will win this thing out.
So what you're saying is if there were more education, if people were more openly educated about what the dangers of drugs are, at that point, if we have that program in place, any further outlawing of any drugs or drug-related activity would be irrelevant.
Yes, sir.
And so the people who, even after getting this education, choose to use drugs, will be allowed to do so without fear of repercussion or punishment.
Well, look at it like this. Folks say, Roussan, why are you trying to stop the store owner from selling crack pipes? Just teach the people, don't go in there and buy it. Well, I cannot stop somebody from getting high if they're intent on doing it.
Right.
I can't do that, but I can stop a store owner from profiting off the addiction. I can stop a sleazebag motel owner from allowing the addicts and the prostitutes to hang out and proliferate, commiserate on their property.
I think the real problem with what you're talking about, you're still talking about a situation where drugs would be illegal, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, the problem there is, and you should know this as a lawyer, you should know that the fact that drugs are illegal leads to a whole hell of a lot of violent crime. I mean, what are some of the things you did when you needed a crack fix, Daryl?
Oh, I lied, schemed, cheated, connived.
Right, but imagine if you could go and buy that crack for $5 at Kmart, you wouldn't have to do any of that. You could go and get a job at McDonald's and go ahead and support your crack habit, and then whenever you were ready to go get some help, you could go get it.
I can't agree with full-scale legalization.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got people that actually have some questions for you, if you don't mind. Grant
sure.
is on the line, listening on KCXL in Kansas City, Missouri. Grant, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl.
Hello, how are you guys?
Attorney Daryl Roussan.
Attorney Daryl Roussan, that's right.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
I
we
can.
Got you.
Okay, Daryl?
Yep.
Sir, do you remember Colonel Oliver North?
Yes.
1987?
Yeah.
Who is he, sir?
He was Contra? Iran?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, something like that.
Right. I made a movie, or actually taped the History Channel about a month and a half ago, showing him on there. He went to jail for hauling cocaine, sir.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Okay.
Well,
what's the relevance to Mr. Roussan, though, Grant? Do you have a question for Mr. Roussan, or
yes,
a point?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's clear that the CIA, everybody that's educated, I mean no disrespect, sir. If
right.
you want to be educated, all you have to do is go buy one book called Skull and Bones. You can get it down there at Borders Books, about $27. You'll get educated, sir.
Well, here, if you're moving in this direction, people tell me, well, Roussan, this is what the dope boys on the corner tell me. We don't have the technology and the resources to bring the dope into the country.
Right.
The government's doing that, and the
correct.
FBI and the CIA. And
that's
I'm
correct.
Saying, well, yes, you're right. We don't build the ships, the planes, the technology,
right.
but we don't have to hold our hands out and sell it either.
Yes,
and if we stop selling it on the street corners, then guess who will stop bringing it in?
Don't pick on Ma and Pa. These people are fine. These people are taxpayers. All they're trying to do is feed their family.
Well, they can't feed. You can't tell me they won't feed their family selling dope.
No, they're not selling dope. They're selling pipes. The CIA supplies dope, sir. It comes from Afghanistan.
My point is this. Even if the FBI and CIA are doing it...
No, they not could, even. If they are, sir.
Okay, so let's say they're doing it. They are doing it. But
well,
they couldn't do it.
Doing it.
Without
Grant, let him make a point. Let him respond to you, Grant.
Let's say they are doing it. They could not be successful at it if we didn't hold our hands out and sell it on the street corner.
You're absolutely right. Grant, thanks for the call. Call us again sometime. And Daryl, hang on. Daryl, I agree with you. You're right. If you could stop the demand, there'd be no supply. But what you're talking about is a monumental task. Now, while I agree that education is the absolute right way to go, I think if you want to stop people from using drugs, you have to present them with honest information. And I think the last people you're going to get honest information from, while I think you would give it, Daryl, I don't trust the government to give that honest information. I mean, I am of someone who went to the DARE class. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't tell you. I was one of the earlier DARE classes. I'm only 24 years old. When I graduated high school, I can't tell you. I could maybe count on one hand the amount of people that I knew in my class that hadn't smoked marijuana, for instance. Now, I don't know how many of them were snorting coke or smoking crack, but my point is the DARE class was a total, utter failure, and it continues to be a failure. So government can't educate. Now,
absolutely
if you can,
not.
Mr. Roussan, hang on. I'll let you respond to that. Hang
okay.
on. 1-800-259-9231 if you have a comment or a question for Attorney Daryl Roussan. He is leading the fight against bongs, basically. We're going to come back with more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control. 800-259-9231.
This This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can literally take control just by dialing in. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind, it's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Join the bulletin board system where the discussion continues after hours. 24 hours a day, we got people in there. We have got hundreds of users, thousands of posts, over 5,000 posts for you to surf around through. It's absolutely free, and it's there for you at freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to the phones here. We've got our first guest, Mr. Daryl Roussan, attorney Daryl Roussan from the St. Petersburg area. Daryl, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much. And, you know, you were about to hit this point about government. And I don't think government can do this battle alone, nor do I even think they ought to be the only lead in it.
Why not make it so? Here's a vision for you, Daryl, and tell me what you think of this.
Uh-huh.
Let's end the taxes, okay? Let's end taxes, and then let everybody keep all the money that they earn. And then if you want to stop drug use, and if you want to start educating people for real, you could just start your own education group and get people to voluntarily contribute money to it and spread the word that way by advertising. You know, put out a newsletter. Do things on your own to spread the word instead of relying on the government to do it, because the government, quite honestly, does a real crap can job of it, Daryl. I mean, if you want to help people, if you want to educate people, let's take the money out of the hands of the government and return it to the people.
Well, first of all, there are too many other critical services provided by government for the masses of people, and that's really over, to me it's an oversimplification of a problem that's more complex. An example of government was trying to shut down a block of crack houses here in St. Pete and couldn't do it. I looked at that block and used a civil lawsuit sued by under theory of public nuisance, private nuisance, and attractive nuisance, snatched the whole block, knocked the houses down, and we're putting up a cash and carry Sweet Bay grocery store for the first time in 30 years in the inner city. That was something government couldn't do. That police couldn't stop it, state attorneys couldn't stop it, city council couldn't stop it. But here, private.
You know, we could have stopped it in another way and saved the houses. You could have we could just end the war on drugs, and then there'd be no more crack houses.
We can't end this war. The war
doesn't. Why not?
Itself.
Why can't we? Why? It would have ended the problem. That if there's no war on drugs, then it takes the black market incentives out of it. It makes it completely unprofitable to distribute these products, and so therefore, private industry and chemical manufacturers would take it over. The costs would drop so dramatically. The crime associated with drug use would end. It would drop right off the map, and we'd have safe streets again if we ended the war on drugs.
I think it increases the casualties. I think legalizing drugs will increase the casualties before we ever get to any point of a real cessation of it or termination of it.
Attorney Rousson,
yeah.
Here's my thought on it. As a guy, you know, I'm a 35-year-old businessman, and to me, my life's in danger from people who use drugs, who are willing to kill to get money to get drugs, are willing to steal to get money to get drugs, and there's many of them out there. The prisons are full of them. My life's in danger because of them. Whereas if drugs were legal, the only people's lives in danger from drugs are people that choose to do them. So that seems a little more fair to me.
Well,
I'd rather take that. I guess to translate that, I think it'd be better if we took the risk of a few extra people possibly dying than hundreds of people getting beaten and robbed or possibly murdered over money to get the drugs.
I don't buy it, and maybe that's only because of my own prejudices. Having been there, out there in that scene,
I would think that you should know best. I would think that since you've been in the scene, you would know best how far a crackhead is willing to go to get money to get a fix.
That's true, but it increases the casualties. You know what?
You can actually point to, you pointed to some other countries earlier. You could point to other countries like Holland, as a matter of fact. I mean, do you really believe that there's a whole bunch of, there's a teeming mass of people out there that are just waiting for crack to get legalized so they can go smoke some of it?
I would hate to think that.
No way! You're right. You can't think that because anybody that wants to smoke crack will go and get it. They'll go downtown, they'll go to wherever somebody is hanging out on the street, and they'll ask around for it until they find it.
Well,
they don't care if it's legal.
Deterred. Some people are deterred by the penalties. Some people are deterred by the embarrassment of being seen out purchasing.
But for every one person, if that's true, Daryl, for every one of those people who are deterred by the penalties, there are probably 10 people who get beaten, robbed, or just generally screwed over because the drugs are illegal and people have to do crazy things to get their hands on them.
A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still.
That certainly rhymes.
And a little bit more than that, I'm not going to convince you, and you're not going to convince me.
Well, you know, I don't have a problem with some of the things that you're saying. I think that you're right. I think
he's
education
right.
is the best way to go about this.
Right.
And I agree with you that jail time is definitely not the right answer. I mean, we have thousands of people who are rotting in prisons, and these people, and you know this, Daryl, you know that these people are our friends and our family members, drug users. They're our
right.
friends and family.
Right.
And this is a war on our friends and family, and it shouldn't be that way. So, yeah, while I agree with, you know, treatment is definitely a step in the right direction, let's just let them go and find the treatment themselves. Why? Because right now we got people who are afraid to go find treatment because they're worried they're going to get arrested if they go look for it.
Well, and that's why we have the Marchman Act in Florida, and certain other jurisdictions have involuntary commitments that can be done by family, friends, or a medical professional so that the stigma of an arrest or the finality of death does not happen to someone who's sliding down the slippery slope.
Is that kind of like the Baker Act?
Yes, very similar.
Daryl, I want you to hang on. We're going to keep you on for just one more segment, and then we'll be done for tonight. And that way you can get some final thoughts in when we come back, okay?
Very good.
Hang on. 1-800-259-9231. Again, if you have a last-minute question for Mr. Rousson, Attorney Daryl Rousson, call us up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. You'll find out what the latest is about the show straight to your email box. Again, freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Menwin.
We're in the final segment of this particular hour. We're here, though, until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We have guest Daryl Roussan, attorney Daryl Roussan, with us from the St. Petersburg area. And we've just been talking to him about the drug war, crack pipes, selling them, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to bring him back here. And actually, Daryl, we had someone else call in while we were away there for a moment. So we're going to take Randy in KCXL. Randy, you've got about 30 seconds to make a point or ask a question or whatever.
Okay. My point is... The gentleman you have there sounds like a fairly educated man.
Yes, he does.
And he sounds like his heart's in the right place. However,
he can hear you.
I'm sorry, what?
He can hear
you. You're talking to him. He's on the line.
Okay. Sounds like your heart's in the right place. However, for some reason, people like you always seem to miss the whole problem, and that is that our government is the problem. Our government is bringing the drugs in. Our government is selling them on the street, putting them on the street, so they're making money that way. Then they're also making money off of all the litigation and all the prison sentences these people are getting.
Yeah,
and they're always going after the same people. They're always going after the little man who, frankly, is just trying to get ahead, most of them.
That's a good point.
And then the ones that are doing the drugs, you know, I mean, I'm sorry for them. But they're making that choice. We live in a country that we're supposed to have freedom of choice, but the government is the problem. And why don't you go after them?
Thank you, Randy. Thank you. We got to let you go. Good
point.
Thanks for the call. Daryl, response, and then you get the final word, Daryl.
Well, I do not see government being the problem, or that government is the great importer of all of these things. I'm just not a great conspiracy theorist, as some would have us to believe. I do believe that people make bad choices, but addiction is also a very complex medical, biological, physiological issue also. I think that private people like me and others all across this country have to step up and do more and put their reputation, their energy, their creativity on the line to help government eradicate this problem. And that's why I, as an individual, have chosen to stand up.
Well, Daryl, we definitely appreciate you taking the time out of your evening. It sounds like you got some young'uns back there that you should be spending some time with. And you've been a great guest. You put up with our harassment, and we certainly appreciate it. And if you want, you can always tune us in at freetalklive.com to see what we're up to. And I'd invite you to actually to pay a little bit of attention. We're going to be having a bit of a social experiment soon. It's something called the Free State Project. 20,000 people who think the way that we do, Daryl, the people that want to end the war on drugs. We're all going to move to New Hampshire together, and we're going to end it there, and we'll see if we have a whole bunch of people dying from smoking too much crack.
All right.
So we'll have a little experiment, and then you might have to eat your words, because we might actually have a really nice society up there. Is it possible?
I would love to eat my words in that instance if it happens.
Daryl, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining
really
us tonight.
Has. Thank you.
And
thank
again,
you.
Check us out some other time at freetalklive.com. Have a great evening, great
thank
weekend.
You. Bye-bye.
1-800-259-9231. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live. We got 2 hours to go and plenty to talk about on the plate for tonight.
Yes, we do.
And we were going to get to this, since we're on the drug topic, parents, survey has shown now that they don't seem to mind that much if their kids are smoking pot. What's that all about? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.